Sechtes Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We're going to learn in today's Mishnah that if somebody declares himself to be a Nazir for 30 days, so as we learned yesterday, b'di'evit, he could bring the karbon and do the purification, not the purification, the concluding process of a Nazir on day 30. However, l'chatchila, we said it should really be on day 31. So in today's Mishnah, we're going to learn that what happens if a person becomes Tamei on day 30? On the one hand, l'chatchila, he really should bring the karbon tomorrow on day 31. So maybe that this Tamei, this Tuma on day 30, forfeits his entire term of Naziris. On the other hand, since day 30 is also b'di'evid mutter to bring the karbon and finish up his Naziris on that day, so I could hear that maybe being Tamei on that day does not forfeit his Naziris, that it's considered, so to speak, after his term of Naziris. And that's the machloikis that the Mishnah is going to deal with. So let's see. Zak Mishnah Gimel, Misha Amar Reini Nazir. If somebody says, I hereby declare myself to be a Nazir, so he makes himself a Nazir Stam for 30 days, Nitma Yom Shloishim, and he became Tamei on day 30. Soyser Esakol, Sadachachamim, who are the Tanakami here, hold that he forfeits the whole 30-day term. That since day 30 he didn't yet bring the carbon, and it's not the day that's Roy for the carbon, that's tomorrow. So therefore, says the Chachamim, you forfeit the whole term of Naziris. Now, even though it's mutter to bring the carbon b'di'eved on day 30, but the Chachamim hold, unless you brought the carbon, you're considered like you're within your term of Naziris, and any Tumah is going to forfeit all the 30 days that you already kept. Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, Eina Saiser Elisheva. The Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, you don't forfeit the entire 30-day term, because day 30, after the morning, as soon as the day begins, it's already considered after your term. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that somebody who becomes Tamei on his concluding day, what we'll call in Hebrew the Yom Teglachas, the shaving day, someone who becomes Tamei on his Yom Teglachas would only observe 7 days of purification, right, and sprinkle the Mechatas on day 3 and day 7, and after the 7 days, he would be able to do his concluding procedure for Naziris. The reason why he calls it Eino Soiser Elisheva, that he forfeits 7 days, is that he's basically gaining an additional 7 days of Naziris, because while he's waiting to be Tahar, he has to continue to observe Naziris. He's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to cut his hair, so that's considered, so to speak, forfeiting 7 days, and that he has to keep an additional 7 days until he could bring his concluding karbonis. Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yom. What happens if he says, I hereby declare myself to be a Nazir for 30 days, and in this case, we're interpreting it to mean 30 complete days, so that even according to all shitas, you could not bring the karbon on day 30, but rather only on day 31, and then Nitma Yom Shloishim, he became Tamei on day 30, so then Saiser Esakol. Then everybody would agree, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, that you lose the term, the 30-day term of Naziris that you kept, and you have to keep a new 30-day term. Now, according to the Chachamim, that's consistent with their Shita, that since you're within your term of Naziris, you forfeit whatever you kept, and you have to keep a new 30-day term. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not necessarily that you forfeit all of your Naziris that you kept, but rather, Rabbi Eliezer holds, he learns out of a pasuk, that any time someone becomes Tamei on their final complete day, final day of Naziris, they would have to observe a new 30-day term. This doesn't matter whether your original term was 30 days, or as we'll see in Mishnah Dalid, your original term is 100 days. In either case, if you become Tamei on the last day, you get automatically a new 30-day term. So it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer actually holds that it makes a difference. There's three, so to speak, different scenarios where a person could become Tamei according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Chachamim, there's only two, during your term and after your term. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's three. There's during your term, which is one scenario where you do lose whatever you kept. There's the final day of your term, which only gives you an additional 30 days. And then there's after your term, which gives you, according to Rabbi Eliezer, only an additional 7 days. All right, let's see Mishnah Dalet. Hareini Nazir Mea Yoim. In this case, he says, I hereby declare myself to be a Nazir for 100 days. Now, the Mefarshim argue in explaining, does he mean 100 complete days, or does he mean just 100 days and I can bring my carbon on day 100? So there is a difference in the Mefarshim and how to learn this. But let's see the Mishnah. Nitma yoy meya. If he became tamei on day 100, saiser es hakol. So according to the Chachamim, it really doesn't matter whether he could or can't bring his carbon on day 100. It's irrelevant because either way, he's as long as he didn't bring the carbonos, he's considered within his term, and therefore he loses whatever he kept. He has to become tahar, and after he becomes tahar, he would have to go ahead and hold a new 100-day term of nazirs. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Einus Soiser El Shloishim. So this goes back to what we said previously at the end of the last Mishnah, which is that Rabbi Eliezer holds on the final full day of your Naziris, if you become tummy on that day, you only get a new 30-day term. And that's what's happening here, that in this case, he's only getting a new 30-day term. Now, the Rav explains that we don't have to learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about 100, that the guy held 100 complete days, because we could explain Rabbi Eliezer, that just by mentioning 100 days, even if he didn't mean 100 complete days, we automatically interpret his words to mean 100 complete days. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he said 100 days, then he cannot bring a carbon on day 100, and that would be considered his final full day. Nitma yoy mea viachad. So in the same case, again, he accepted upon himself 100 days, and now he became tamei on day 101. What's the halacha? Soiser shloishim yoyim. So according to the Chachamim, he gains only a new 30-day period. Because according to the Chachamim, he's after the term of his Nazirus. He's already on Yom Teglachas. He's already on the day when he can bring the Karbonos. And the Chachamim hold that you get a new 30-day term at that point. Why? Because the Chachamim hold that it's a Gzeira. Really, you should only have to keep 7 days like Rabbi Eliezer told us. But the Chachamim were concerned that if you only kept 7 days after day 101, then if you became tamei on day 100, which is also technically b'di'evad mutar for a carbon, you might make the same mistake and think that you only need to keep 7 days. So in order to protect against that, the Chachamim said that you got to keep at least a minimum of 30-day period. They weren't machmir to make you keep the whole 100, but they said at least you got to keep a new 30-day period if you become tamei on day 101, because atu, it's a gzeira, atu day, if you become tamei on day 100. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Eina Sois Rela Shiva. Once again, Rabbi Eliezer holds that since this is considered after your term of Naziris, so you only have to keep the 7 days of becoming Tahar, right? You get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7, and then after the 7 days, you're able to do your concluding procedure, and you're able to remove the Naziris.